I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with filmmaker and educator Lily Kieber, who in 2013 directed the award-winning James Booker documentary, Bayou Maharaja. Since then, she's worked on a number of projects, including production work with the Arcade Fire, Beyonce, and Preservation Hall, and she's got quite a few interesting things in the works. How are you doing today, Lily?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me today.
5 years removed from Bayou Maharaja being released, how does that feel to have that out in the world, and what's kind of your relationship with that now?
I mean, it's been great. It took so long to finish Bayou Maharaja and then to get it released out in the world that it's been nice to see the life that it has beyond that. I've always said that musicians and music-oriented people see such a different film, you know, because James Booker's story is not just about James Booker himself, but it's very much about New Orleans and about being a creative person in a capitalist society, about sort of the nature of genius, about the way that, you know, we value ourselves and our artistic output. So it's been nice to see sort of the different interpretations people have of that film. You know, it's on Netflix, so people not from New Orleans get to see it, and they still contact me and will say, like, how impactful that film has been, and that's been really cool.
You are working on another feature right now, Buck Jumping, right? Dealing with New Orleans dance culture. How did you land on that topic, and what's that process kind of been like for you?
Yeah, Buck Jumping is about dance in New Orleans, but it's also about spirituality. It's about New Orleanians. It's about how culture and tradition are transmitted here. You know, so it's sort of like starting with dance, but going beyond that. And I got interested in it just being in New Orleans, you know, like I feel like anyone who's been in the middle of a second line knows that feeling, and you know intrinsically that this doesn't happen anywhere else and it can't help happen anywhere else.
Tell me a little bit about, obviously, with the James Booker doc and some of the other things that you've worked on, very New Orleans centric or in the regional centric. How did you kind of dive into that discussion and how you represented this dance, which is very intrinsic to the place?
It's definitely very important to me. As a filmmaker, as a media maker, as someone not from here, as someone who has the responsibility of representing other people's image, like on film, it's important to me to make sure that I'm doing that right. So for one, I have a belief that if I'm going to make a film, if I'm going to tell someone's story, the first step is going and listening to their story, you know, and like listening with ears open, not just listening to like, what can I pilfer from this to make a, you know, like a sexy, sellable film. It's always like, what is going on here on a deeper level, on a spiritual level, on a community level? And so I feel like that's always the first step in filmmaking, is to listen a lot first. And then I try to work with the people I film to develop what sort of story they want to tell. I've seen so many shows come in and already have that image in mind of what they want to tell. That doesn't feel right to me. You know, it's like if you're coming in with this like storybook idea of what you're filming versus going firsthand and learning that. You know, so in a way, by the time we come up and like show up with a camera, the people we're filming are directing that, you know, and we're just filming it,
yeah.
Which I think is a different dynamic. But I feel like it just makes pieces of work that the people who are represented feel much more tied to.
As we're kind of wrapping up the interview, I'm wondering if you have any upcoming events dealing with the new film?
Yeah, so Buck Jumping, we're currently submitting to film festivals and anticipate that it'll come out later in 2018. And as we finish that up, I'm going to have one public fundraiser, a Kickstarter. I've managed to make the whole film without that. But now as we get to the final, we're going to need a little fundraising, and I think I'm going to try to do some live events as well so that people can maybe come see some clips of it before it's actually released.
That's awesome. And for listeners that are interested in that, where can they find out more about you and that project?
For sure. My website is lilykieber.com or buckjumping.com.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
That was filmmaker and educator Lily Kieber. In New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.